Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Image Comics reaches settlement with Diamond. Scott Snyder teases DC KO. Marvel reveals blind bags. This is Comic Book Club News for August 21st, 2025. On the second day of the Diamond bankruptcy hearings, my true love gave to me a settlement with a consignee. Specifically, Image Comics has settled with Diamond when it comes to their consignment inventory. As previously reported on the first day of the hearings, multiple publishers were granted a case-by-case evaluation of whether Diamond can sell the stock they've been holding to pay off debts to Chase Bank, or if the publishers can get their stock back. On day two, per ICV2, Image reached an agreement. Why was Image heard first? Well, because their situation is different. They asked for their consignment inventory to be transferred to Lunar Distribution before Diamond declared bankruptcy. Back in July, Image filed that Diamond had failed to return $1.23 million in inventory, which this settlement addressed. Though how much of that stock was returned is unknown. So what's different about everyone else? They were mostly caught unawares by Diamond's plan and only requested to have the stock returned after the bankruptcy declaration, making everything legally murky. And beyond that, ICV2 mentions another problem. Diamond is running out of money, meaning this all has a ticking clock on it anyway. We'll have more on this as the Diamond bankruptcy enters its third day of hearings. If you thought DC Comics' upcoming event DC KO stood for DC Knockout, you thought wrong, my friend. As revealed in this week's edition of writer Scott Snyder's newsletter, the KO part of the title actually stands for King Omega. Said Snyder, quote, DC KO, it stands for King Omega, although that's not announced yet. Putting aside that he just announced it, Snyder continued, quote, Darkseid has become a King Omega in the DC universe right now, or the King Omega, which is the entire totality of Omega energy over in the Absolute Universe. And he's coming over to attack. The 5-issue series will kick off on October 8th with art by Javier Fernandez and Zermonico. In it, 32 heroes need to compete to gain enough Omega energy to challenge Darkseid during a 5-level tournament that Snyder called, quote, coated in 10 layers of bloody candy fun, but also has, quote, a very personal message, which I think will become apparent as you get closer to the end. There's more, too, like how December will be Fight Month at DC, highlighting various matchups, and how they're keeping the event short because wallets are tight right now. And as for what's next after DC KO ends in March of 2026, there will be some additions to the Absolute Universe line, and then there are some books added to the main DC line, which Snyder thinks, quote, are going to get you very, very excited. We're about brushing up the line itself in all kinds of fun ways. Could one of those announcements be Legion of Superheroes, something Mark Waid teased back at WonderCon? I'm going to say probably. Blind bags. They're all the rage thanks to the highly successful launch of Invincible Universe Battle Beasts, which sold a reported 400,000 copies on first printing, thanks at least in part to the secret program. And now Marvel is getting in on the game with, appropriately, Ultimate Endgame, which will feature True Believers blind bags. So if you're not a true believer, sorry, not available for sale. Prove your beliefs. Just kidding. Anyone with money could purchase these, which will release on the first issue of the event series by Dennis Camp, with art by Terry Dodson and Joda Scharf. The issue will come in bags featuring art by Rod Rice, which features one of the many, many covers available for the issue. However, along with a random sampling of announced covers, there will also be, per PR quote, secret covers that will remain unrevealed until a lucky fan finds them. While it's unlikely that Ultimate Endgame number one will also include the extra incentives thrown in by Battle Beast number one, which wildly included not just secret covers, but also reprints of Battle Beast's first appearance in Invincible, the second issue of Battle Beast, and even a reprint to the Marvel team-up issue featuring Invincible and Spider-Man, there still will be a ton of choices. Ultimate Endgame number one hits stores on December 31st, so start firming up your beliefs now. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And we haven't announced this yet, but this is the end of today's podcast. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.